Good morning. Come as we go live with worship here at First Lutheran Church in Galesburg.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke chapter 13. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you. And I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You can tell in our gospel readings that the movement of Jesus is toward the cross. He speaks of Jerusalem. He is warned not to go to Jerusalem. There were some good Pharisees who knew what Herod was up to, King Herod, and they said, "Don't go to Jerusalem. Herod wants to kill you." And then Jesus calls Herod a fox. He says, "Go tell that fox, 'Listen, I'm casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work.'" A prelude to what is coming, that third day. But here's what I want to point out to you. Jesus, in other gospels, he weeps over Jerusalem because Jerusalem doesn't get it. And Jerusalem has been a place of contention for more than 2,000 years now. But Jesus says, "How often I've desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings." This is one of the most beautiful illustrations of the feminine nature of God in all of Scripture, and there are plenty. But it's such a great story because he calls Herod the fox, okay? The fox is at the hen house. And the hen is not having it. And this is what we have to respond with when the powers of this world seem so overwhelming. When the hatred of this world, when the death policies of this world seem so powerful, like mighty King Herod. The mother hen says, "I'm not having it." Herod, you fox. This is my brood. My brood. And you are not getting any of it. You are under those wings because Jesus' wings are big and warm and safe. You are under those wings, which emboldens you like a child. Say na 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 boo boo to Herod, because I'm safe. I am safe in the power and the love of God. And that safety gives me the ability to speak out against you, Herod, you fox. How often I have desired to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. And Jerusalem, you were not willing. Can you imagine the grief of Jesus loving Jerusalem so, loving God's people so, and for God's people to say, no, we kind of like Herod. Even if he's going to gobble us up, we like his ways. We like the Roman streets, whatever. Brothers and sisters in Christ, last week we talked about the devil being a liar. Well, Herod works for the devil. Okay, the powers of this world, the powers that say, I can fulfill everything for you in this lifetime. I can make you wealthy beyond reason, give you power beyond power. That's just Herod puppeting what the devil has told him to say. Herod is a fox. But you belong to the hen. And that hen is not going to let you go. And in the safety of the hen's wings, we can care for one another. We can care for the world. We can send relief to Ukraine. Not only do we have Lutheran World Relief, which this congregation has supported since the beginning. You know those kits and quilts, man, every year. We feed the hungry. And I want to thank Bob and Amber for making that extra run this week. And for everybody who helped unload, we have a fully stocked food pantry again. We need jelly, really. And that's a low nutrient dense food, so that's kind of a luxury. But we have lots of peanut butter and very little jelly. So all I have to do is say the word with this congregation. And you tell the fox of hunger, not here. Not now. If someone is hungry, they come and they are fed. You stand up for each other. When someone is dispossessed or cast out, you stand up. And that is the power of Jesus in you. Saying, not now, Herod, not in my house. And yes, Jesus is going to Jerusalem. And we all know how that story ends. It ends with the suffering and cross of Jesus. But it continues on Easter Sunday, where Jesus says, "Not now, death. This is my house. These are my people. Not now, death." The devil and Herod could promise you all sorts of things in this lifetime, but they cannot promise you eternity. Be safe in our mother hen. And the peace of Christ that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.